Beginning with this Tash Shmois, it starts off Eile Shmois Bnei Yitzchol Abroi Mitzrayim Eis Yankev Ishu Beisai Bol. Eile Shmois and these are the names. V'vav HaChibur, we've shown them already all last. What it's connected to. The Eila and these other names. It starts off, Eila Shema is like it starts off, Eila Dvarim, the beginning of the Chumash Dvarim. Secondly, it says, Haboim Mitzrayim. Who are coming to Mitzrayim in the present. It should say a shebo came, shebo. That's how boy Mitzrayim are coming. The Baal HaTurim says that the Eile Shmois Bnei Yisrael Haboim is Rosh Hashanah Shivya. The Eile comma Shmois Bnei Yisrael Haboim. See, he says that Shmois Bnei Yisrael Haboim is the letters of Shivya. Captivity. Sha'af k'shahoyu b'shivya, even when they were captive, Shmois Bnei Yisrael. They kept the names, the Yiddish names. Shleishinu Shmoisam, that they didn't change their names. Shebeshvil shleish advorim nigalu mimitzrayim. Because of three things they were redeemed from Mitzrayim, Shvil shleishinu Shmoisam. And amongst the three is that they haven't changed their name. That means the Shmom, Abusham, Shainam, the language. So for these three things, they merited that they were redeemed. So the first nekuda that the Baal HaTurim brings out is that despite of the fact they were captive, despite of the fact that they were living amongst the Egyptians, despite the fact that they weren't an entity of their own, they still kept their individualistic identity and kept their original name. So that was the first thing, and that is Merumah, with the word Shivya, in spite of the Shivya, the Shmeis Meisrael, and because they kept their identity, therefore they were redeemed. That's the first Nekuda that the Baratorim. Then he talks about what's the Ve'ela and these are. What's the connection? So he says, I read his Loshen, Vav Moisef Arinyan Rishon. And it's connected to what says in previous Vibrations, Vayomas Yosef. Yosef was Mister. Ve'ela Shmat. The last will and testament of Yosef HaTzadik was that Klal Yisrael shouldn't change their name. And Vayomas Yosef and Vayila Shmois are connected. Because he commanded them, Shele Yishanu Shmoisam, that he asked them not to change their name. Va'omer Lahem, and the reason why Yosef in particular asked them to do this, You're saying like this. Yosef HaTzadik was called Tzafnes Paneach. The Machlokes Rishonim, if Tzafnes Paneach is it a Hebrew name, is it an Egyptian name? The Baal HaTurim is assuming, like the Shittas of Rashbam, that wasn't a Jewish name. There was an Egyptian name, Tzafnes Paneach. I must say that if you look in the Baal HaTurim there, it's mashma like that. But it's quite clear that here he's assuming it was an Egyptian name. Therefore, Yosef was worried that people will learn from him. Through life, people look up to certain people. People are role models. People act as an example for others. And it's, even if something happens to a person which he doesn't really want, he doesn't really want it to be used in his example, he has to be worried that people will come in. Yosef HaTzadik was worried that Klal Yisrael, oh, Yosef had his name checked. They won't realize it was power who did it, and Yosef wasn't happy with it, and it was just a situation, and there's not much he can do about it. Yosef took the precaution, and he said, my name has changed, it was against my will, I'm not happy with it, that's not the way a Jewish person should be. Therefore, he said, Atem al Tashanu Shmuz. I know you're going to go to Golas, I know you are in Golas, I know you're in the shrine, I know you're living amongst the Goyim, but you keep your name. All in all, we see from here that Klal Yisrael firstly were instructed by Yosef HaTzadik to keep their name, and because they did so, Chazal tell us, this is Reb Eleazar, and this is what the Father Turim is quoting, is that because of that, that was one of the three things, of the Midrashim say four things, which merited that they should be released. This concept that they shouldn't change their name, but they should retain their Jewish name, let's look at it in an halachic perspective. There's a famous tshuva from the Maram Sheik. Maram Sheik was one of the prime disciples of the Chasam Sofer. He was brought up in a small town next to Pershport. And then later was Rav Chutz. And in Shuvas Maram Sheik Chelek Yehudeyas in the Kufna Machteres, he writes to Yid, who he doesn't know who he is, from Meir Kalish, and he says, this Yid asks him, and let me read you what he says. Yesh b'nei Adam shemachana matzmon b'shem Agoyim. There are people who use a non-Jewish name. And you, this Rav Kalish, were mechiach them, because the Medrash says, Shevizchus esh leishinu eshmon, zechinu lotzis mi Mitzrayim. So this gentleman was having an argument with his neighbors, with his friends, and he said, they're using a non-Jewish name. And he says, man, this person pulled him off. And he said, listen here, we were only zeichet to leave Mitzrayim because we stuck with our name. So why did you give up your name? The Heimer Shivim, these gentlemen answered this him, Shelezeh Dai, the Mashiach Lam Shem Yehudi, the Christ of Leilandas Bataynas. We have a Jewish name. But we haven't got a Jewish name. We retained our Jewish name. We use it when we get an aliyah. But otherwise, for social reasons, we use the other name. So the Maram Sheik writes that the Vahevel, the Tipshus, the Devada Yesh for the Itzadarai. So the Maram Sheik paskens that there's an Itzadarai to use a non-Jewish name. Kama Shekosav Arambam, the Perek Yadal of Mehuchas Avodah Zorah. The Mikra Mole Yem of the Seif Pashas, Kedoshim Ba'abdel Efkem in Amen, Liyas Liyas. And Misham Yafinim B'Sifri Bein Rishon L'damas Lehem B'Shum Oysa B'chol Shu Oysa L'damas Lehem Oiva Mashanema B'Toiva L'Otzalon L'damas Lehem. The Ram Sheik takes the view that it's an Issa Raisa to adopt a non-Jewish name or to use a non-Jewish name, and he uses the motto for this as a Rambam in Perek Yudalef from Hilchos Avodah Zorah. Let me read you what he says. The Rambam says like this. The Rambam doesn't talk about names. The Rambam says like this. Ein holchem b'chukes ha'ovet techofen. You mustn't follow in the ways of the non-Jews. The life of David v'hem. We shouldn't be trying to make ourselves comfortable to that. Loi the malbush, the loi besar, we shouldn't dress like them, we shouldn't wear our hairstyles like them. Abchiyot behem, shenema. The loi sechu b'chukes hagoyim. Don't follow along the path of the goyim. ונאמה בחוטפיהם לא יסיירדו, ונאמה הישום לך פנטינות כשאחריהם, הכל בענייניך, והוא מזר שלא ידום אליהם. So Rambam says the Torah is warning us don't be like that. And a year ha-Yisrael mubdol mehem, a Jew should be different than them. V'yadua v'moldushay u'b'shah ma'isav, a Jew dresses different, u'b'shah ma'isav and acts different. K'moyshi hu mubdol mehem b'madol v'dayos. As we're different to them in our beliefs and the things that we know and the things that we understand, a Jew thinks differently, a Jew looks differently, a Jew acts differently. And this is what it says in the Pasuk, Ma'abdil Eschem min Ha'amim, I separated you from the world. He's able to make that we should be different. And therefore the Rambam paskins La'yubash v'malbash ha'miyuchid lehem, if there's a particular way a guy dresses, we best dress differently. We have long hair, we don't have our hair like that. We have a different haircut than them. The Rambam goes on to all the details about the different haircuts that we take and they take. The Ramshik adapts this to Rambam, and he says, just as the Rambam says, that we shouldn't compare to them in any way. The whole shuois of the damas lehem, and anything we do that can be comfortable to them. Oiva mashanevam batayra, the osalonon the damas lehem. We are prohibited from being like them. Ukeshem she osalonon the damas lehem the malbusham, just like we're not allowed to dress like them. Ubehilucham and walk like them. Ubesham in agayim and the other customs. Who was in? Sorry. Who was in? The Kolsh came, the Otzon, the Damas, the Bishmo. And even more so, that we mustn't use them that same names as they. Valeinu Lazos, Kamosha Otzu, Abeseinu, Vatu, like our forefathers did, Shanem Abahem, Vahisham, the Gargodol, the Doshu Chazam, the Lamashah Yisrael, the Skolim Sham, the Yidden were different. The Yidden were separate, the Yidden were on their own, and we don't have the same name. Then he brings a story, and this is what he writes in this Chufa. Abiyosa Biyo Amarti Akavona, the Yisi Rav Yergen, son of the Preshko. The first Rabbonis of the Ram Sheikh was in Yergen, was a town next to Preshko. A metrical is the Jewish census. At the time the Jews were under the Goyim and the Preshpult Slava. The role of the town was responsible to give them a census of the list of all the Jewish people. So he gave this list in. And when he gave the list, and the goy, he says to the Sar Hamayuza, there's a special officer who's in charge of this. The goy looked at it, and he said to him, Loi no mashihudim kairu matzul b'shem ha-goyim. This is the list of the Jewish, there's some goyish names there. V'shar kol ha'umnois, machshivim ha-shem v'savoret, miroi sh'umnois. He says, you Jews, there's something wrong with you. Why are you using non-Jewish names? It's embarrassing. Look, he says, all the other non-Jewish people, he says, the Hungarians and the French people, the Chedoyma, Machshivim Haloshim. They're respectful to where their origins are. Mashemishlem, the Einam Mashanim Meshumayim. That's one thing that they never would change. He Machzikim Zois Lekovod Ul Teferes, because they keep it as an honor and a glory. And that is their name, it's their heritage, it's something they're proud of. By Yehudim, Ashehem, Mekadmai Neumas, the Jews, which is the original nation, Heim of Boshim Atzman, Likorei B'Shem Ha'etzim, they're ashamed to use the original name, and Meshadim Shod B'Shem Ha'uma, they're taking Hungarian names. What's going on here? Zedovah Gnai Godel. He was embarrassed. The Mamshik says, Lei hoya li b'fi ma'am elosh. I didn't know what to answer the gentleman. But the chisi, I said, push them aside. The Golas, it's part of the Golas. It's part of the Golas syndrome that the Eden don't want to stay out. And then he goes on. We haven't got the time for it. The Iran and he says, the Tapucha, the Shintatandas, etc., etc. He goes in to a halachic discussion into the Shaila about non-Jewish names in a get. If we have time, we'll come back to that paragraph. And
what about Tosis using the Bein Pet and other things?
We'll come to that. He mentioned the non-Jewish name. Not mentioned. We haven't got the rest of time yet. But then he finishes off that he says that and he always warned his children and his daughters about this prohibition. He says, Baruch Hashem, his family, they didn't do it. And therefore he says, Kol ba Yisrael anema Hashem otarose, whatever is true to the Dad and to the Torah, they should be mazer, the family, and then to make sure that they don't use the non-Jewish. And it's interesting is that the Mamshik's name was Shik, and it's all, everyone knows that Shik was, the name of the Shik is Shem Yisrael Kodesh. That's when they made the law that you have to have a family name, a surname. The Shik family refused, and at the end they just took the name Shik to show their protest of Shem Yisrael Kodesh. He was a descendant of these families, and that's where the name Shik comes from. But the Mamshik is the one who establishes that it's a delay. To the other extreme is the tshuva in Igros Moshe. The Moshe is a Chaim Chelek Dalin, and we'll just go through it quickly. I think the man writes from a Shaila, and it's interesting, it's 102 years later than the Moshe. Mar Moshe Kedarka Bakodosh doesn't bring that for him. I was there to be in his house many, many times with his two doors away, and as we all know, he had very few svarim, and his library was very interesting. He had the Shas Tor Shonim, then he had the Kiregan of some Seifer, then Yehuda, and that's where it ended. And then he had all the Haitik and Mechabram. He used to send them in the svarim, and Lechvayda Ramosh used to put them there on the bottom shelf. But we find between Kiregan of some Seifer, there was no sorrow between the terms of local rabbis. That's for Ramash. And you can see here, it doesn't quote Ramash at all. I remember when I spoke to Ramash in learning before I got married, we spoke to Halacha, and I asked him something. I told him a Chazanish, he said, the Chavish said his sorrow. I said, no, it's not in his repertoire. But he listened over, what's up the Chazanish? He was down in what the Chazanish said, but it's not a safer that he kept in the house. So it shows. He didn't keep Sifra Achroinim, but Baruch Hashem, he had what to learn without learning Sifra Achroinim. So Moshe said like this. A younger man asked the Messiah, and he said like this. The Dvar Shema Shelah Shepashafti Sha'afapishu Dova Maguna Eina Yisra. So we're going from one extreme to the other. We have the Maram Shik saying if this is the right, so Moshe said, it's not also. שלכן חזינם שכמה שמה שלאז בכל מדינה מדינה נעשה במשך הזמן בגולוס אורוך שנזכור פעם מדינה. You find that through the years as the nations they picked up names from each of the cities. ואף שמסתם את סוף הוא מתחילה, I mean, maybe there was a probably, he says, they originally there was a protest about it. But the stock was famous in Israel. These names became established among Klal Yisrael, Achaniku Kfal Hashemus Yisrael. They became Jewish names. Ubashemus Moshe named the Yosef Lenu, Shadim of Bnei Ashkenaz, Hemashemus Ashkenaz. We, who are Bnei Ashkenaz, have a lot of Yiddish names, German names. Umigoyle Sfarad, Habashemus Bishal Sfarad. וגם דוין העולם בגדל הראשונים כבר המגד משמש זה שמואל וידל וידל זה הג'ו שניים זה כבר בגדל הראשונים המגד משמש זה פרסט המתקת את הרמב וכמה דוינים כמה שנים לתשובת הגוינים בשם מיימן עובר של הרמב״ם זה מה ג'ו שניים זה שם של רב זה רב מהם זה כמה לכן חס ושלום לא נודע אם מה שלא יעשו כאן ואחרי שכבר נשרדו ישרול בעיר השמת אין בזה שייכת לטעם הגנאי ואין לשנאי ויקרו שם בלוי ושם ביטוי על שמת עסקנו ועסקנו שניקרו בשם השלט והוא עניין כבד המשפחה ואני קבור כאן פעם לתשובה פעם מוישה מה אתה שואל אז This young man, he writes in Avrechecha, who asked for Moshe the Shaila, asked like this. His wife was having a baby, and there was at least a 50% chance that it was going to be a girl. He wanted to give a name after his mother. That his mother's name was Gittel, you can see later in the Shulchan. And Gittel is not a Jewish name. It comes from the word good, good. It's a German name, originally. And he wanted to know if he should change it to a Yiddish name, or lechvayde from his mother, he should give the name Gittel. So Moshe writes that he should be mechaber to your ancestors. The post temptation of Likra Shem or of Mamash, give him the name as the name was Shechayev bechvaydam. The gamba divrei chazal the mevrosim isha. שקוראים עכשיו אבונם ואבונם של שם הדורות הקודם. The Medrash that said originally they gave names with the Ma'ura according to what happened and today we give according to the written we give names after the original generation. It's Torah Likroit Fi Hashem Shemikro Af Al Pi Shehu Shem Lav Belo Shinoi. Don't change it at all. Lachen Shetelet Ish Chatichya B'Shalchai V'Matzlachas V'Tiyah Bas Give the name to your mother, Avomakiva Shemcha, they said that she died young, so then you have to add a name, so then you'll add a name to it, and he says there's a name of Gittel, you'll add Chanukah, whatever, because Chanukah is a baker, etc., etc. Then he talks about you call Chanukah first and then Gittel, and Gittel then Chanukah, and he said you can do it either way, but stick to the name Gittel and don't change it. So that's the first part of the Shura. Then Rav Moshe continues, and he says, we'll leave out the part where he talks about an empty pyro. Then he says, like, he may be'etzem matinu har b'shem shalom aroim shenikru b'shem aram rapota azvid mazutra makshisha mayanuka. All these names of all these Amorim and Tanoim. Amorim, they're not Hebrew names. Void Harbay Magoyanim Rubam Nikru B'Shem Aramis. This is no Ulai Yeshleim Aramis Shiny, Kinesi Rishal Misaita, Laitei Lashon Arami Kalabay Nefesh, and into the Tayyidim Yimitsuvim, Padam Rubabi Rishalmi, Huba Aramis, Tangamukta Suba Aramis, Kabishuba Aramis. Aramis is more Aramaic. A more holy language than just another language. So maybe it's a better than just like that, so maybe the names were given in Aramaic. The Gam Ha B'Shem is the Aramis, who bore the Bobel, the Shem is the Aramis. Maybe that's a bit different. Then he comes along and he says a drastic finish. He says like this. Hine yesh mokim layo. Zeh sheshipchu chazal. Levayikra rabba lamedbeis. The Golus Mitzrayim. So Moshe is saying, stick to the original name, doesn't really matter, and they're heard to be your parents, but that's the right thing to do. What happened to the Chazal? Because they didn't change their name, we were devoted to the Golus Mitzrayim. What's going on? Chazal say, the Golus Mitzrayim, Shleishinu Eshmoisa. Moshe says, you know, who called them Matan Torah? This is because before the Torah was Shloi hoya hekter godol b'shvil kiyem ha-mitzvahs t'vnei noya. What did Klal Yisrael have more than the Goyim? It was before the Torah was given. So there wasn't a big differentiation, a big difference in what Klal Yisrael did and what the Goyim did. And they weren't all, they didn't all keep what they should have kept. A lot of them kept a private Avodah Zorah. The Rubam, like Molu, is Beneyam, at some of Lagula. They didn't even keep Prismina. Uksha Yatrikam Nekal HaPesach, Shemolai Sam Yeshua. Said, how did they do come Pesach? We said, Kolorah Mayorku, boys, they got stuck, and Yeshua had to stop mulling them. O mashmash or your roi godel of that the roi ruva of Klal Yisrael didn't do mila even except for Shevet Levi because they did mal except for Shkri and Zeru and Eva Shemel with Amidbar and it's just like that the Levia they were the ones who kept it. So if so you say like this Klal Yisrael at that time didn't have many mitzvahs and even the few mitzvahs they had didn't seem that they kept it there. So what differentiated them from the guy? Lachain, therefore he says, B'shvil ha'muna sheyigalu, they had a firm belief. One thing they did have, they believed that they will be redeemed. And this firm belief, v'rotzu sheyunikorim sheheim yisroel, and they wanted, yes, we're different, we're a separate nation, we're Jewish, and we believe that God will redeem us. That's what Klal Yisrael is. Hinhigu lahakbitz lo yashanu l'shmom. How will we keep our identity? How will we keep ourselves separate? How will we make sure that we don't become part of them and we don't assimilate? Is we kept the name lo yashanu l'shmom. They didn't change their name and they didn't change their language. Umitamze shayet ze l'agula. Because of their firm belief in the that they will be redeemed, because of that they stuck to their names and to their language, and therefore they wanted to keep separate in order they should be redeemed. We're different, we're Klal Yisrael, we're waiting for the Gula. Avalacha Matan Torah. But after the Torah was given, we had a different set of rules. Ein lanu chiyuv midina, we have no din. Look at the contrast to the Ram Shita said this is a raisa. He said there's no chiyuv midin. The gam loy minyan evi he was a musa. Ela mashin et tavinu hatayag mitzvah tzedek. We got this. Once we have the Torah, the rules are set by the Torah. And the tayag mitzvah, the 613 mitzvah. The mitzvah should have stabbled the shore. The fish and then will be perish about her. Lachem, lahit pido of the rabbatainu. And therefore the rabbis weren't mastered on this. The after yonne the hebrews of Musa, Myla, Nami, then will be seen. They'll say, well, maybe it's something that we should keep. All right, it's not part of the Tayyad mitzvah. So let's add it on. Let's stick it in. So, no. You don't add to the Tayyad mitzvah. Because even the yonne the hebrews of Musa, had to be given the Sinai, had to be part of the Tariag Mitzvah. So like this, if you look in Pirkei Avos, he says, in the Batanura, and if the Batanura says that Moshe took a prayer in the Sinai, he says that even the Yomei Musa and their Kheret had to be given the Sinai. The Loi Holas are the Kabbalah. There is no Kabbalah that you can't change your name. Shekein Ito Maila Gama Lacha Matan Torah, because then there would have been a Maila even Alpha Matan. And the Bishusa Nidula of the Tainu, Shef Shalafara Shahoya Mala Vadova Toyrak Etzlam, the Loy Acha Matan Torah. So he says this was purely something prior to Matan Torah, because that strengthened their belief, and that was what held them in their Emuna, that they will be redeemed, and that caused that they should be redeemed. Ramosha just adds one rider at the end. Even though it's logical, and I do believe that that's correct, I'm still scared to say it unless I bring greater proof. But he still paskins the way he paskins, that he sticks to the name. We haven't got time yet to continue on the subject, but Let me leave it at this. We see the clear machlokes between the Gzeir HaAchronim and the Outlook. We all know the Ramshik was fighting at the time against the Schatzit, against the Reform. Anything that was non-Jewish, anything that involved assimilation was part of his battle. He paskins, there was an issue of the Raisa, and he compared it to the Rambam. The Rav Moshe, on the other hand, held it wasn't part of the Taryag, and he held it was Muslim. That's all we have time for.
Yes, great.